Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
It is still not known why that fertilizer plant exploded in West Texas, killing 14 people, leveling homes, destroying two schools and a nursing home, and leaving a crater 93 feet wide. But finger-pointing is well underway. State officials say local officials should have educated the 2,800 residents about the risk in their midst. But we reached West Mayor Tommy Muska at his insurance office this morning. He says he had no jurisdiction over that plant and that the town just grew up around it.
The plant has just been there forever. It's been there all my life. I mean, I'm 55 years old and it's been there since I was born. So technically not in the city limits. It's out in the country. It's not in the proper city limits. And so there's questions. You can always go back and ask questions and Monday quarterback. But that's an integral part of our community because this is an agricultural community.
Todd Robertson is an editorial writer at the Dallas Morning News. Todd, let's get to the questions. How was it that homes and schools were able to be built around the West Fertilizer Company, which had tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer stored there?
540,000 pounds, to be exact. It's a huge amount of ammonium nitrate. And for the local government and for state officials not to stop and think of the dangers that that posed to the nearby residents is just unthinkable, especially having the history in Texas, the Texas City disaster back in 1947, where a similar quantity of ammonium nitrate exploded and pretty much obliterated the town of Texas City. And then, of course, the explosion in Oklahoma City that blew up the Alfred Murrah Federal Building.
You mentioned the bombing in Oklahoma City. We understand that that was believed to have used just a fraction of the amount of ammonium nitrate stored in this factory in West Texas. In fact, the factory had more than 1,000 times the amount that normally triggers safety oversight by the feds, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So just roll this back for us. What are the local ordinances? What are the state regulations? What are the federal requirements? Again, why is it that so much was stored there? Is there a law specifically saying that houses can't be built nearby or it has to be inspected more often?
There are actually two. One is the federal law that was written in response to the potential for terrorist attacks using ammonium nitrate, and that is under the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security, and that sets two limits for ammonium nitrate. If you have explosive-grade ammonium nitrate, you're supposed to report anything over, I believe, 400 pounds. And if you have fertilizer grade, which is what was stored in West, you're supposed to report anything over 2,000 pounds. That is at the federal level. Then the Environmental Protection Administration has its own rules, which were written after the 1986 disaster in Bhopal, India, because President Ronald Reagan asked the question after that disaster, could this happen in the United States? And the immediate answer was, absolutely it could. And so the federal government got very aggressive in requiring any companies in the United States that were handling highly hazardous materials to report those to the federal government. It was a requirement, and those standards have varying levels, but the bottom line is that the West facility did not comply with those reporting requirements.
Well, and as far as getting other information, you wrote an editorial in the Dallas Morning News saying that the residents of West are intentionally being kept in the dark because of a little-known Texas law. Tell us about that.
There's a section of Texas law which basically says that the priority in the state in terms of security is to prevent any publication of information about the whereabouts of highly volatile or toxic chemicals in the state so that they don't fall into the hands of terrorists. And I wrote in the editorial, that's understandable, but when the state deliberately decides that it is going to withhold this information to the extent that local residents, the people living close to these facilities, don't have the ability to make informed choices about where they live, then it seems to me that their priorities are skewed a little bit. The possibility of terrorists getting a hold of this as opposed to thousands of people being put at risk on a daily basis.
Well, so what happens going forward? Because there are 33 other plants that are chemical facilities in Texas. We know that according to Congressional Research Service data, 1 million residents across the country live near 89 chemical facilities nationwide. But they're in Texas. What is the thinking going forward with the 33 plants there?
Well, that's the subject of hearings going on in Austin before the state legislature right now. Obviously, they want to tighten procedures. In fact, there are 112 facilities in the state of Texas that have large stores of ammonium nitrate. 44 of them reported storing more than 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. So it's all over the state.
Meanwhile, what impact is this having on the state? We know that your governor, Rick Perry, has been barnstorming the country, trying to drum up business because of Texas's friendly-to-business regulatory climate. We heard about that when he was a presidential candidate. Now the Sacramento Bee in California has written an editorial cartoon, which they say it makes fun of him. He says it makes fun of the explosion in West. But it pretty much shows Governor Perry saying business is booming. On either side, you see signs that say low tax, low regulations. And then the next panel reads, boom, business is booming. What impact is this having on business in Texas?
Well, you know, the Texas business community is never going to turn down an offer from a company outside the state to move into Texas. They're going to open their doors and do everything they can to make that possible. The issue at hand is whether the governor and the legislature are putting a higher priority on attracting business than they are on public safety. And it goes across the board. I mean, if you go down to the Galveston, Texas City, Houston area, the levels of emissions from the refineries down there far exceed federal limits, and the state of Texas is constantly battling with the EPA over what is an acceptable limit and what is an enforceable limit. So this is an ongoing battle.
Todd Robertson, editorial writer at the Dallas Morning News. I think I faintly in the background hear a train going by. It's nice to hear from.
I will say a train that regularly carries highly toxic, highly volatile chemicals right through downtown Dallas.
It was sounding romantic there for a second. Todd, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So there are over 80 plants nationwide, as we said. Are you eyeing one warily, or do you think your town has a handle on the one near you? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, quick note, tomorrow on Here and Now, why does the Family Medical Leave Act allow time off to have a child but not to mourn a child? We'll take that up tomorrow. And before we go today, we'll hear for the first time from the organizers of the Boston Marathon. They are going forward, as you'll hear. Here and Now.